I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. For years, journalist Craig Marbury jotted down every good story and joke he heard inside the barbershop. Marbury compiled all those gems in his book, Cutting Up, Wit and Wisdom from Black Barbershops. Now there's a new stage adaptation, and it's winning audiences in Washington, D.C. NPR's Wilma Consul reports.
Craig Marbury likes to tell stories about black folk the way they tell it in the barbershop.
Oral history to me is about capturing the stories of our times. You know, many people think history can only be told by academicians, historians, but I think real people, their stories, bring history to life. And so many times we marginalize them, but ordinary people have the most extraordinary experiences.
Marbury says in barbershops, African-American history is told with no boundaries. In the play Cutting Up, black men go in and out of Howard's barbershop in Washington, D.C. The owner boasts about the importance of his establishment.
Rem, I just had a thought. The barbershop is the final black frontier.
Oh, I like that.
It's the last public place that black men can go to be separate. Forget the internet. And here people download a ton of information, too.
Download.
And all kinds of grooming goes on.
The general public has had a pretty good idea of what goes on inside barbershops, thanks to two barbershop movies and the Showtime series. The release of those blockbusters worried Marbury at first, but Marbury's editor convinced him that his stories take the audience deeper. Playwright and director Charles Randolph Wright also had doubts about taking on the project, but reading the book shaved those doubts.
There's one story, especially in it, where a character goes to this barber and says, I want to bring my boys to watch you. I want to expose them to a black man doing something positive. And I realized that I could take exactly what that character experienced and her question and her desire and put that on stage and give a complete audience that same experience.
Excuse me. I've noticed the way you run your business, the way you talk to people, the way you always wear a suit and a tie. Could I bring my boys by one afternoon to watch you?
Watch me? Why?
Want to expose them to a black man doing something positive.
Yeah, that'll be just fine.
Thank you. You have no idea what this means.
To Randolph Wright, it means a goal accomplished. For a few moments on stage, he was able to show men of color, all dressed in suits, dignified, respecting each other. It makes the barbers in the audience very proud of their chosen profession. Bruce Sims owns a barbershop in Southeast Washington.
We come to understand that we make an impact on society also, and that we're no less than any other individual. It's just a chosen path, and we've chosen to go in that direction.
Sims and 29 other barbers and their families came from different states to see the sold-out opening show in November. The one who got the most attention is veteran barber from Nashville, Tennessee, and father of Oprah, Vernon Winfrey.
People are still coming to me. And I think because Oprah has done so well, they think I have the answers to everything because I'm Oprah's father.
Vernon Winfrey says while he doesn't have all the answers, he has the energy to keep cutting nice displays on people's heads in his shop for a long time.
Yes, that's my slogan. I tell them I'm 72, but I'm not through.
Cutting Up the play has received mixed and sometimes unfavorable reviews from critics. But the audience, many of whom are coming to the theater for the first time, keeps packing the house. The same thing happened to the musical adaptation of Craig Marbury's first book, Crowns, Black Women in Their Church Hats. Crowns went on tour and sold out shows in every venue. Director Charles Randolph Wright was not part of Crowns. He says he stopped reading reviews years ago because he found that most critics do not understand an experience different from theirs.
Luckily, our ammunition is that we have extraordinary word of mouth. So, you know, it would be nice if the critics respond to it, but I think the audience will take this to another place.
It's true what they say. Clothes don't make the man. The barber makes the man. I look at these walls, I see so many customers. I see my history in hair, my heritage. Oh, I need to write that down.
Cutting Up will be at the Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. until January 1st. For NPR News, I'm Wilma Consul.